and a sure success.
To the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. For the first time ever, we have the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will Ryan Facebook group engaged in a live chat during the show. So if you, so I want to give a shout out to all our great fans that are there on the Facebook chat. As we are live now, over the weekend, there was, of course, this shooting, right? Some nutcase whose favorite book is The Communist Manifesto, incidentally.
Can't say that, though, Vinny.
No, no, you can't say that. Communism's a good thing, you know? It never killed anybody.
you might offend someone here in New Zealand saying that.
Well, the thing is, what's real funny is that, right, these people who are talking about, like, oh, right-wingers, blah, 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 this guy was a right-winger, all the gun laws, blah, 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 need to be changed, and the guy's a full-on communist and he goes out shooting people. I mean, come on. You know, it's not any more clear-cut than that. I'm sorry, I didn't write the news, I just report it. The guy's a psychopath, incidentally, a communist, you know.
Look, yeah, it is incidentally too. I'm not saying all communists are killers, but they come out and say, oh, all right-wingers are murdering gun-toting freaks, you know? Like, this is sort of sweeping statements they make about gun control. Oh, if there were no guns, there would be no murders, you know? Forget about when guns are outlawed, only outlaws have guns. That's the premise here. That's the point. The Second Amendment was drafted in the United States. We don't have one here in New Zealand, whatever. No, but the Second Amendment was drafted for logical reasons. Look at the gun crimes in New York compared to Arkansas. You know, just have a look, the statistics per capita. I mean, where you have strict gun regulation, the criminals, the mafia, the gangs, the scum still get hold of them, and then the average person is left with no balls. You know. These intellectual leftists to sit back and just go, oh, the American love affair with weapons, and why? You know, why can't we all just, you know, be leftists hugging each other around the tree? You know, I mean, it's so pathetic and ridiculous. Real freedom's dangerous. It's living by the seat of the pants.
It's funny, right? These isolated incidents, and let's not pick any bones about it. Like these shootings in America do happen. Okay, I'm not denying that, and they happen, what seems to be regularly, when in actual fact, they're actually pretty frickin' isolated. You've got a country of 300 million people, well, 350 or whatever.
And then it's going to be a few nuts.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's America, for goodness sake. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from New Zealand. Hope we don't offend you.
There's a few nuts in New Zealand, too, I tell you.
Yep, hope we don't offend you. Much. We'll be right back. live. For the moment. And I'd like to say, don't you just love propaganda? That's probably why you listen to the Vinnie Eastwood show with Will, because our gander is proper. Speaking of propaganda, anybody see the video with the Southern Poverty Law Center? I'd probably say it's the Intellectual Poverty Law Center. Call them, you know, scumbags. Basically, telling everyone that, oh, this gunman is a follower of David Icke and all of this kind of crap, you know. Of course, not mentioning that the guy's favorite sources of all are Mein Kampf and the Communist Manifesto, because you can't diss Hitler or Mao Zedong in America these days. No, 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 no. That's just against government. And as a shocked world looks to the background of accused shooter Jared Lee Loughner for clues as to why he would shoot a congresswoman, federal judge and others, a incredibly upstanding federal judge, one of the few federal judges that happen to be constitutionalists, Mark Patok, spokesman for the Southern Poverty Law Center, predictably stepped forward on Keith Olbermann's MSNBC program to paint a broad brush against the quote-unquote radical right, whom he automatically deems responsible for the shootings. Now, how is the radical right responsible for these shootings when the guy's a communist? Answer me that.
Because they're simpletons. They're simpletons who hear the sound of a gun magazine and just run for the hills because there's a right winger on the way. You know, it's just the association. It's just word association. Gun, right wing. This is what propaganda does. They associate words. Conspiracy theorist. Gun, control. I mean, they're just, we got these sicko freaks here in New Zealand, these, I don't know, armchair activist, hobbyist activist, Noam Chomsky reading freaks, like Martin Bomber Bradbury, one of the most prominent slacktivists, fat ass Michael Moore-esque people here. And they just sicken me with their so-called journalism. And if you disagree with them, as I did, then they just shut you down. Then they claim that you have got freedom and liberty mixed up. Now, here's the definition of freedom to this guy who decided me to write me off his blog when I disagreed with him about right-wingers having genetically inferior brains. That's what he claimed, genetically inferior. Here's the definition of freedom for him: the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants without hindrance or restraint. Without hindrance or restraint. But, you know, I respect your personal property, so you have the right to ban me off your own pages, sure. Then I have the right to slander your fat lying ass all over radio if I want to, Martin Bradbury.
Yeah, and I reckon we do really need to bring Martin on here for a debate with you, Will, because, you know.
He's a lying shill. He won't.
Well, I got personally no uber problems with Martin, you know. I mean,
I have a problem with liars in general. Someone who has a position on New Zealand TV who has never exposed the fiat currencies being peddled in this country for dollars, who has never exposed any scam that relates to people's health, the poisoning of our food and water, who has never exposed any false flag terror operation, who cannot admit 9/11 was an inside job still because that would go against his leftist ideals of everything being a mistake and accident and Darwinist evolutionary theories of buildings falling down. I mean, he can never just, you know, he's a lying sack of garbage. I mean, that's all he is.
Well, interestingly you mentioned Freud there with the so-called survival of the fittest. Did you know that Freud never actually Darwin never actually coined the phrase survival of the fittest? That was actually done way after by a eugenicist.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
It was about adaptation, right? And if you can't adapt to your changing environment, you're probably going to, you know, take off and die. That sounds pretty logical to me, but what eugenicists love is they'll just use it as an excuse to say, hey, we need to kill off all the people who we think are inferior. Ha-ha! Just like Mao Zedong decided that it was a brilliant idea to exterminate, what was it, 50 million, 60 million Chinese people, you know? They marched soldiers into each and every frickin' town and said, if you don't vote for Mao Zedong, we'll kill you, all right? That's a wonderful democratic system.
This activist in New Zealand here, the Michael Moore of New Zealand, who has his own TV show, he believes in that sort of authoritarian regime. He believes... And silencing your enemies is only automatic weapons can do. And then, but he's against the individuals having the same sort of liberty to stand up for themselves and their own ideals. You see, they're not for freedom. Whenever you talk with a leftist about freedom, they always talk about, yes, but what restraints should we have? What limits should there be to freedom? They always go on this little soft, It would be funny if it wasn't so disturbing, if these people weren't such a disease in society.
Well, the implications of it are the worst, you know. For example, you know, and we've got some things up here on guerrillamedia.co.nz. Fox News launches campaign to use Gifford shooting to stifle criticism of the government. Heightened and vitriolic political rhetoric is being blamed by some for the kind of violence that landed Arizona Rep. Gabrielle Giffords in intensive care following a mass casualty shooting on Saturday. But others say a blame game is hardly appropriate or useful right now. Pima County, Arizona Sheriff Clarence Dupnik sparked much of the debate during a press conference Saturday evening in which he blamed talk radio and television for a decline in America. Quote, I think the virulent rhetoric that we hear day in, day out from people in the radio business and some people in the TV business and what we see on TV and how our youngsters are being raised, that this has not become the nice United States of America that most of us grew up in. And I think it's time that we do the soul searching, the sheriff said. On Sunday, Dupnik didn't back down. He, quote, I think we are the tombstone of the United States of America, Dupnik said, of the Granite State, which a day earlier he called the mecca of hatred and bigotry, to try to inflame the public on a daily basis, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, has impact on people, especially who are unbalanced personalities to begin with.
This is it, Vinny. They say that we can't talk about real issues that get the emotions fired up, you know, that we can't talk about them putting fluoride and uranium in people's water supplies because then weak-minded individuals might take things the wrong way and take an automatic weapon to their local senator or something. I mean, you just – to say that you have to limit freedom because freedom's dangerous is the most dangerous idea ever. I mean, what would the founding fathers say about that? This is the problem. They've made us so slack and weakened so many minds out there that they're these little weak muscles, and then you're throwing steroids at them in the form of political vitriol on all sides, including coming from my mouth here, and these people can't necessarily handle it in the right way, so they go and flip out and kill people and stuff. That's not my fault. That's not Vinny's fault. That's not Glenn Beck's fault. That's not anyone's fault. And I'm not likening us to Glenn Beck, but the mainstream media does. That is the fault of individuals, individual responsibility. But see, in a communist ideal, that it's a collective responsibility. So they look at it in a collectivist way and say, the Alex Joneses of the world are responsible for that crazy nutcase shooter, that Nazi guy went killing a bunch of cops last year at the museum, or XYZ, or the guy, Joe Bannister, who flew a little plane into the IRS building, that people who stir up political dissent are somehow responsible for that? That's ridiculous. That's like saying, I've got a Nissan, it can do 250 kilometers an hour. If I go do 250, they're responsible for that because they engineered a 2.5-liter turbocharged engine that can do that. How ridiculous. How ridiculous. Yep.
Absolutely. And get this, man. The sheriff or whatever talks about this. And he says, man, when I grew up, we grew up listening to essentially three major news outlets, NBC, ABC, and of course CBS. Never mind the fact that when he grew up, there were like 187 different media outlets, and now there only is about maybe three, four, five, or whatever, how many frickin' corporate takeovers we have since the, Telecommunications Modernization Act or whatever the heck. We listen to people like Walter Cronkite and Eric Saverin and Huntley Brinkley, and it's all their jobs to inform us of the facts and we would make a conclusion. And far too many broadcasts now and so many outlets have the intent of inciting and inciting people to opposition, to anger, to thinking the other side is less than moral. And I think that this is a context in which somebody who is mentally unbalanced can somehow feel justified in taking this kind of action. And I think we need to all take cognizance of that and be aware what we can say. In fact,
maybe if we had more discussion, there wouldn't be so many mentally imbalanced people out there. What are the factors that weigh into people becoming like that?
I can tell you, actually, there was a...
It's social rejection. It's people going into themselves.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because we don't have control over our lives, okay? It's called suppression syndrome, I think it is. When you have no ability to run your own life, for example, if you have a job that you hate and nobody listens to you in that job, you wind up getting frustrated and then you become violent, radical, angry, that kind of thing, because you have no outlet for that anger. You have nobody to listen to you. You have no power. Okay, these people who go out and they do these things are simply symptomatic of a society gone wrong. And it's not gone wrong because of guns. It's gone wrong because everybody out there has a job that they hate, working for scum that they hate, who don't give a flying F about them. Okay,
and this is my remedy to it, and this is my solution to it. You talk about it and you come across as angry as you like, and you have producers that don't like you being angry, and you just put it out there. You've got a Facebook page that's founded and monitored by the CIA. You put out how your boss is a scumbag. You put out how your local council is a shill for the New World Order. You just put it all out there. There is nothing wrong with firing words as ammunition. There is something wrong with taking up your personal grievances in the form of shooting someone and their staff is in their head. That is wrong. That is morally wrong. That is categorically wrong. And I will never support that. Never support that. But freedom of speech needs to be protected. When people bottle up their emotions, bottle up their societal feelings, bottle up what's going on with their relationships, with their partners or bosses or whoever, problems happen. It festers. You get this big festering garbage pack in the bottom of your stomach, and you're just going to flip out someday. I'm going to tell you what, I just flip out every day on this radio show so I don't have to.
Yeah. Will is a dangerous individual, ladies and gentlemen, you know. It's interesting, you know, your words are your bullets, Will, and you can't kill anybody with them, you know? That's the interesting thing. We can go out and we can say whatever we want. Nobody's going to die. Nobody's even going to get injured. Just a couple of people at worst may be offended and may want to, I don't know, get a little bit reactionary, but then it's them who will do the damage, not us. Okay?
This is the thing, Vinny. I have friends who go, oh, wow, like they think I'm spitting tacks. Like, whoa, you need to settle down. Then later on, you know, we'll go to a bar or something. They're the ones getting in fights over who stared at their girlfriend wrong. They're the ones going, I never get into bar fight. Never in my life. Never in my life. I'm not that sort of person, you see. There is a time and a place for vitriol, and it doesn't happen at some guy who looks at you wrong at a bar. It's the people who are taking away your freedoms. It's the people who are wrecking the society. It's the people who are affecting the way you live on this planet. And regardless of evolution or creation, regardless of how you got here or why you're here, they have no right to interfere with your existence. No right. That's how it goes. That's how I live my life. Someone wants to tell me I can't park down there and I'm not causing any harm parking outside my house here, I will tell that parking warden to get the F out of here. You know, that's what it means. He's just doing his job, let him be, or forget, you know, no pandering around. You know, I'm just sick of people getting in each other's lives. And that's what everyone needs to do. They need to draw the line in the sand and say, get the hell out of my life, you scum. We already pay you enough money. We're not going to pay you any more when you hike our rates up. That's what we need. We need people to draw a line. That doesn't mean hurting people, though. That's ridiculous. It means spreading intellectual ideas that are based upon sound reasoning, historical you know, a historical retrospect.
That's
all been lost. That's all been lost because people like Bomber, people like Martin Bradbury, leading alternative media in this country, refuse to open up the debate and shut it down whenever anyone tries to just widen the perspective a little bit.
Yep, yep. I totally agree.
He's not a shill. That's worse than the Prime Minister. John Key doesn't actively do that to me. That John Key doesn't actively suppress ideas that could challenge him.
No, no, he just ignores them and then walks away.
Yeah, but he's actually answered me. He's actually been more of a reasonable person than some of these scumbag so-called activists.
Well, it's the thing, right? We were talking about armchair activists, right, and what it really means to be an activist. And I'm not 100% sure what the full-on definition really is and whether or not you need some description of activist qualification. But I do know that if you ignore things that you don't agree with completely and you don't listen to the things that you don't agree with, there's probably something wrong with you, I would say. After all, it's only the people that have ignored everything that makes sense for the reason why our society is so effed up in the first place. For example, in New Zealand, toy gun triggers armed call out. Police, armed police, a whole bunch of them, got called and stopped a man, his pregnant wife and 3-year-old daughter after reports that he was waving a gun at passing cars. A very obvious paintball gun. Which he was chasing his daughter around the yard with, you know, playing. And the armed defenders squad with their bushmasters and you know, armor plating on their chests and whatnot, come out of the freaking woodwork. What the heck is going on here?
Well, they told his wife they might have to shoot him. I mean, that's not a way to handle a problem.
Yeah, that's right. If you've got a problem, don't shoot him. Unless you follow the rules of engagement, and they're starting to shoot at you first. That's what they teach you to do in the military, apparently. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show. We'll be right back. Please don't desert me. Look at me, driving, and I won't stop. And it feels so good to be alive and on top. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations. I'll let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations. Have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command because I can guide a missile by satellite. By satellite. By satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope, through a telescope, through a telescope. And I can end the planet in a holocaust, 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 in a holocaust.
Welcome back,
ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about Maoist holocausts. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show with Will on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Incidentally, the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. Check out the archives. We have done some amazing shows with some ridiculously awesome guests. Even if I do say so myself, you can see for yourself. Anyway, now back onto slightly more serious issues. 5,200 Pentagon employees purchased child pornography. Why is this not a bigger story? You can have a look at that story on guerrillamedia.co.nz. And we've been saying for a long time that pedophiles wind up in the highest systems of government and all of that jazz. All right? Why is this? What? How? Is there no screening process? Do they not do verifications? Well, of course they do. How do you think these pedophiles got the job? Oh, the child rape. I don't like it, really, because, you know, these scum, okay, they wind up in the highest, most paid, respected positions, and they are the worst, lowest scum on the face of the earth. And people wonder why the government's so corrupt. People wonder why the government never listens to them. It's because it's populated by slime, right? It's not that complicated. If the government's acting like a pack of scum, then it's because they're populated almost exclusively by scum. All right? Is that clear? Is it getting the message? And, you know, this is not an isolated incident either. You know? Take about Holly Greig case in the UK. She's passed around like a bag of Oreos amongst all the highest elite people in the town that she was in. Look it up. There's really, really serious issues going down, man. And, well, there are ways to stop children from getting brainwashed into government propaganda systems that we call education. It really is just propagation of propaganda. Article in here from Guerrilla Media. Over 2 million children are homeschooled. It's in the United States. Purcellville, Virginia, in a new study released today by the National Home Education Research Institute, estimates that there are 2 million children being homeschooled in the United States in 2010. The growth of the modern homeschool movement has been remarkable, said Michael Smith, president of the HSLDA. Just 30 years ago, there were only an estimated 20,000 homeschooled children. This is basically because people in the United States aren't as dumb as the media would have us believe. They understand that the education system, which incidentally, when it was first implemented, armed troops on horseback came into towns to drag children to school. And if your parents tried to resist them, they arrested or shot you. Okay? That is the birth of public education. Because if you want to brainwash an entire generation, all you got to do is make sure that they all go to school. Then you have wonderful, obedient workers who have no loyalty to their parents above the state, who have no ability to think for themselves because they are supposed to give pre-programmed answers. What's a square? Oh, it's a four-sided object. Correct. That's exactly as it is in the textbook. You are a good student. I'm going to give you a pat on the head. I'm going to say that, hey, anybody else who thinks that a square isn't a square, they're thinking outside the square. That's bad. All right? Not a good thing at all. I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to give you bad grades. I'm going to take you to the detention room. This is the thing. In my high school career, I was suspended 19 times. 19 freaking times. I am a blimmin' pain to teach because I didn't swallow what I was being fed. And so they demonize, ostracize you, and make you into like this rebel. And I never wanted to rebel. I just didn't want to accept bollocks hand over fist from people who don't know anything. You know, you ask a teacher about any particular issues. And in fact, I was talking to somebody yesterday about, they talked to their math teacher about why they were voting for Helen Clark a couple of years back. And they said, oh, it's because my friend votes for them. You know, these are the people that are educating you and they don't even know jack about nothing. How intelligent is your population going to wind up getting if the morons are all the propagating the thoughts? Come on. It's pretty straightforward. The first people to be discriminated against by Hitler was not the Jews, it was the homeschoolers. You know why? Because you have to have your loyalty to the state and to Daddy Hitler first and foremost. But it's free! Really? How did it become free? Oh, because they taxed the living daylights out of us. Oh, the hypocrisy.
Anything that's free comes loaded with an agenda. Just like how in New Zealand you can go to the local police agency and get data dot spray in an aerosol can to spray your belongings like your car or some items in your house so they can track them. But it's free. So what's the incentive behind that? Reducing crime, of course. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. You look at the 90%+ unsolved burglary rates, you know. There's always an agenda behind anything that's free. I mean, and if you look into the history of public schooling, you'll find the same people we harp on about on the show and their little fingerprints all over it.
You know, and it's if it wasn't so obvious, it'd be freaking hilarious. Well, in fact, maybe because it is so obvious, it's so freaking hilarious. You know, insanity, as far as I'm concerned, is one of the greatest sources of comedy. Have a look at any comedy film, and you'll find out that the best, funniest ones are to do with people acting real crazy, doing crazy things, right? But we have people in our society. When I say our society, I'm talking about this grand New World Order designed, socialized into not giving a flying F about anybody, society. We find that insanity is rational, you know, which speaks to the irrationale of rationality, doesn't it? Is there insanity or is there not? It's not an open and ended question here. It's pretty straightforward. People are freaking nuts.
Well, there has to be a reference point for any form of sanity. There has to be a yardstick by which you're measuring. And I would say in relation to historical truths that are proven and documented, and moral rationales that are well tested over time, so most people are nuts. You know, like if you take the issue of gun control as an example, and if you look into what the founding fathers, regardless of some of their personal dabblings and preferences, religious preferences, or regardless of any of that, if you look into what Thomas Jefferson said about gun control and why he believed in armed militias, I mean, there is sound rationale behind it. And to see that huge masses of people, France, Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, 180 degrees away from just that rationale shows you what's missing in the fabric of their understanding of society.
They think today
all the threats are gone. All the threats are gone. So you know, our ancestors used to have to hunt through forests on a daily basis. They used to have to be alert like a sparrow is on the power line out there today. They used to have to be aware of their surroundings. Now we live in a modern society. We've got four walls around us and a roof over our heads if we're lucky. And we're hooked into these computers most of the day, most of us. Now it's a different landscape, but you still have predators. There is still predation. There is still an order of the species, so to speak. You should still have to be alert, but a lot of people seem to think, oh, you know, especially you know, these sort of Noam Chomsky-esque ones, it's all about sitting down and just being a historian for hobby's sake and, oh, there's a problem over there on the West Bank, or maybe we should look over there and there's people in Africa to help. Oh, isn't that nice? And we could join the UN food program and, you know, these idiot people have forgotten that they are this being on this rock planetoid and they've got these threats aimed at them, thousands more than our ancestors had to deal with, but they're not in the forms of tigers anymore and bears. They're now politicians and legislation and corrupt corporations.
Politicians and legislations and corporations, oh my!
And everyone's guard's down. Everyone's guard is totally down. They're totally asleep. They're like just a caveman who's just sleeping as a bear comes and ravages his family. And it's like, chill out, man. Stop being so paranoid. Ugh. You know, I'm watching TV. You know, those people, if they believe in this natural selection Darwinist Mason model, I mean, they should believe in being an alert, aware human being who's got good situational awareness. Most people have no situational awareness to start with. Absolutely, they're like, this is why we call them zombies.
Well, you know, and it's interesting, right? A hell of a lot of zombie movies have been coming out of late, and I think that they often have a good audience because people identify with the characters. You know, people are like wandering around in some kind of brain stupid, like brains. I remember a friend of mine, she was part of a Halloween protest outside Parliament in Wellington here in New Zealand. Everybody was dressed up as zombies and they were outside Parliament protesting, saying, what do we want?
Rains.
When do we want it?
Rains.
I remember that one.
Yeah, I know. And it's very apt, I should think, because we've got so many retards in this country. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable, you know. And it's almost like it's difficult to even deal with it, right? And this is a conversation I've had many, many times with so many people about just how do you deal with the stacked level of retarded, moronic scum that we have in this country. Okay,
well, Vinny, I kind of disagree in the sense that I don't hold it against anyone, you know, because.
Well, that's actually my point as well, bro.
I'm stupid in lots of ways too, and the point is, I hold it against people who put themselves on a pedestal like they're some revolutionary of thought when they're not, and I don't claim to be. I'm just saying, I'm just preaching common sense here. I'm just a cave person saying, hey, we need to get back to our roots. We need to live like we're meant to. We need to eat natural food. Oh, you're some health freak. No. No, I just don't believe in having plasticizer, estrogen-mimicking bottles lying around my house. I mean, I don't believe in having synthetic green matter, people want to call vegetables. I don't believe, you know. I'm a cave person. I just want principles. I just want sound principles. I don't want this relativist, nihilist march towards Armageddon society. But I don't blame the average person for that because they've been trained into thinking just go along to get along and they'll be rewarded. And just don't make fights and yada, yada, yada. Just fight at people at the bar, but don't make fights with anyone real. Just bend over for the cops and the government and just lick their boots and pay the tax. Most people have been trained like that. But I hate these scum who then sit up as if they can see through it all, like this guy we've been talking about, Martin Bradbury, bomber, website 2 Mickey. I hate those sort of scum that sit up like they know it all and all they do is put people back into an exhaust valve of the establishment.
Yeah, yeah.
I really hate those people because they knowingly, Vinny, they're not like the rest of people. They knowingly are doing what they are. They are, it's real evil. I mean, that's why I take the exception.
Well, you know, I completely agree with that. And I see myself as the bad guy, right? Because if I saw myself as the good guy, I could endlessly justify whatever evil things that I would wind up doing. I'm a propagandist, and I'm trying to propagandize you into thinking that the world is not okay and that you can do something about it. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will, and we'll be right back.
I take my anger to a place that ain't gonna get up in your face. The facts we all get, but the system
an illusion.
Change the way we see the problem.
An illusion it will be. This place, so large, so vast it will escape their perception. Those who will see it will be thought of as insane. We will create separate fronts to prevent them from seeing the connection between us. We will behave as if we are not connected to keep the illusion alive. Our goal will be accomplished one drop at a time so as to never bring suspicion upon ourselves. This will also prevent them from seeing the changes as they occur. We will always stand above the relative field of their experience, for we know the secrets of the absolute. We will work together always and will remain bound by blood and secrecy. Death will come to he who speaks. We will keep their lifespan short and their minds weak while pretending to do the opposite. We will use our knowledge of science and technology in subtle ways so that they will never see what is happening. We will use soft metals, aging accelerators, and sedatives in food and water, also in the air. They will be blanketed by poisons everywhere they turn. The soft metals will cause them to lose their minds. We will promise to find a cure from our many fronts, yet we will feed them more poison. The poisons will be absorbed through their skin and mouths. They will destroy their minds and reproductive systems. From all this, their children will be born dead, and we will conceal this information. The poisons will be hidden in everything that surrounds them and what they eat, drink, breathe, and wear. We must be ingenious in dispersing the poisons, for they can see far. We will teach them that the poisons are good, with fun images and musical tones. Those they look up to will help. We will enlist them to push our poisons. They will see our products being used in film and will grow accustomed to them and will never know their true effect. When they give birth, we will inject poisons into the blood of their children and convince them it is for their help. We will start early on when their minds are young. We will target their children with what children love most, sweet things. When their teeth decay, we will fill them with metals that will kill their mind and steal their future. When their ability to learn has been affected, we will create medicine that will make them sicker and cause other diseases for which we will create yet more medicine. We will render them docile and weak before us by our power. They will grow depressed, slow, and obese. And when they come to us for help, we will give them more poison. We will focus their attention toward money and material goods so that many never connect with their inner self. We will distract them with fornication and external pleasures and games so that they may never be one with the oneness of it all. Their minds will belong to us, and they will do as we say. If they refuse, we shall find ways to implement mind-altering technology into their lives. We will use fear as our weapon. We will establish their governments and establish opposites within. We will own both sides. We will always hide our objective but carry out our plan. They will perform the labor for us, and we shall prosper from their toil. Our families will never mix with theirs. Our blood must be pure always, for it is the way. We will make them kill each other when it suits us. We will keep them separated from oneness by dogma and religion. We will control all aspects of their lives and tell them what to think and how. We will guide them kindly and gently, letting them think they are guiding themselves. We will foment animosity between them through our factions. When a light shall shine among them, we shall extinguish it by ridicule or death, whichever suits us best. We will make them rip each other's hearts apart and kill their own children. We will accomplish this by using hate as our ally, anger as our friend. The hate will blind them totally, and never shall they see that from their conflicts we emerge as their rulers. They will be busy killing each other. They will bathe in their own blood and kill their neighbors for as long as we see fit. We will benefit greatly from this, for they will not see us, for they cannot see us. We will continue to prosper from their wars and their deaths. We shall repeat this over and over until our ultimate goal is accomplished. We will continue to make them live in fear and anger through images and sounds. We will use all the tools we have to accomplish this. The tools will be provided by their labor. We will make them hate themselves and their neighbors. We will always hide the divine truth from them that we are all one, and this they must never know. They must never know that color is an illusion. They must always think they are not equal. Drop by drop, drop by drop, we will advance our goal. We will take over their land, resources, and wealth so we exercise total control over them. We will deceive them into accepting laws that will steal the little freedom they will have. We will establish a money system that will imprison them forever, keeping them and their children in debt. When they shall band together, we shall accuse them of crimes and present a different story to the world, for we shall own all the media. We will use our media to control the flow of information and their sentiments in our favor. When they shall rise up against us, we will crush them like insects, for they are less than that. They will be helpless to do anything, for they will have no weapons. We will recruit some of their own to carry out our plans. We will promise them eternal life, but eternal life they will never have, for they are not of us. The recruits will be called initiates and will be indoctrinated to believe false rites of passage to higher realms. Members of these groups will think they are one with us, never knowing the truth. They must never learn this truth, for they will turn against us, for their work will be rewarded with earthly things and great titles, but never will they become immortal and join us. Never will they receive the light and travel the stars. They will never reach the higher realms, for the killing of their own kind will prevent passage to the realm of enlightenment. This they will never know. The truth will be hidden in their face, so close they will not be able to focus until it is too late. Oh yes, so grand the illusion of freedom will be that they will never know they are our slaves. When all is in place, the reality we will have created for them will own them. This reality will be their prison. They will live in self-delusion. When our goal is accomplished, a new era of domination will begin. Their minds will be bound by their beliefs, the beliefs we have established from time immemorial. But if they ever find out they are our equal, we shall perish them. This they must never know. If they ever find out that together they can vanquish us, they will take action. They must never, ever find out what we have done. For if they do, we will have no place to run. For it will be easy to see who we are once the veil has fallen. Our actions will have been revealed who we are, and they will hunt us down, and no person shall give us shelter. This is the secret covenant by which we shall live the rest of our present and future lives, for this reality will transcend many generations and lifespans. This covenant is sealed by blood, our blood. We, the ones from heaven to earth, came. This covenant must never, ever be known to exist. I must never, ever be written or spoken of it, for it is the consciousness it will spawn will release the fury of the prime creator upon us, and we shall be cast to the depths from whence we came and remain there until the end of eternity itself. That is the Illuminati covenant, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they do. This is how they feel. And now you know. So we can hunt them down, and no person will give them shelter. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We'll be right back. Number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio, bar none. God, I sound full of myself. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, Rush 89 FM in Hamilton, and the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I came up with a concept a while back that musicians, entertainment folks, businesses, and all of that kind of stuff seem to have, I don't know, they're sort of out of the loop, really, when it comes to truth activism and being on radio, doing videos, that kind of thing. And I'm always for inclusion. And I heard about this gentleman, genociderap.wordpress.com, I believe, a little while ago. And I thought, mate, freaking awesome. I've got to have this man on my show. So without further ado, I give you Yusuf Dizlik of Genocide Rap. Yusuf, welcome to the show, mate.
Yes, yes. Can you hear me, man?
We can hear you just fine, brother.
Just a little correction there, Mr. Vinny. It's Yusuf Gilich.
Gilich, spelt with a D.
That's right, man. That's how we do it.
Yeah. And how long you've been... All right, we'll just call you Genocide, you know, because there's obviously a lot of big props. Now, how did you wake up to the New World Order complex?
Well, I probably woke up like a couple of years ago when I went back home to Europe to visit my family, and my brother actually put me on to, it was the Alex Jones Show, and he was always listening to it and stuff like that, and I just started, you know, just listening to it as well while I was there with him, and you know, he discussed some of these issues and stuff like that, and it just, you know, just made me think about all these different you know, aspects of just the whole agenda, and yeah, I just started doing my own little research and, you know, watching documentaries and getting different books and stuff like that. And yeah, just opened up a whole can of worms. So yeah, that's pretty much how I woke up, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting that you use the term can of worms, because the New World Order is kind of like a whole bunch of tapeworms, you know? They just kind of sit there, and you have to keep consuming in order to feed them, and you don't realize that you're really just killing yourself.
Well, that's exactly it, man. I mean, it's just a huge issue, eh? I mean, I think it's even hard to define the New World Order, man, because it's such a big, just such a big agenda to it, you know. I mean, so many different issues fall under it. But
I know exactly what you mean, ladies and gentlemen. My very special guest is Genocide, and we'll be right back after the break.
Well, there's only one thing I need to know. Whose side are you on?
Truly now at this moment a nation of sheep, and ladies and gentlemen, I assure you that sheep are always led to the slaughter. But it does not have to be that way. There is tremendous power in knowledge.
Right, Council, Rick, Genocide, Siphonetic.
Gee, what up, Siphonetic? You got a message for the sheep.
What's the use of having eyes? Put that wool pulled over them. The government sold you out without you knowing it. They've had us in debt for years and still borrowing. All they care about is GDP and growing it. GDP, that means obstacle to a socialist. Even that's a dirty word because of its origins. Quoting Animal Farm when they don't know who Orwell is. Talk of Cuba comparing apples to oranges. Or even worse is the ones that have no opinion. All they care about is scores from state of origin. Or which also dogger did and on hope to win. $100 to hit the TAB and blow again. Cheaper, more apathetic than a coma is. Take home chump change with their bosses taking bonuses. People when they lose their basic rights they don't resist. Cause they walk that sheep track like the followers. They is conditioned but won't acknowledge it. Machoism, racist, biggest apologist. Thinking sports more relevant than politics. And they don't care about doctors unless it's about Hollywood.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. They want to destroy our way of life.
You are obsolete.
Program the people.
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, I come with a warning. Something ain't right in the land that we born in. The people are born in, the people are spawning. The evil is calling, the sheeple are drawn in. We all in the rat race, paper we chasing. While Don John Key chill with the Freemason. The search and surveillance, still go facing. Liberty erasing, the sheeple embracing. Face it, you asleep or awake, cats wish about climate. But ain't heard a climate gate. Follow the herd, the evidence corroborate. But a vote don't matter who you nominate. You want change, better go get it. Never let the government keep you indebted. They approve you bills, but how many read it? They must be okay, Mr. Key said it. Don't sweat it, just party, relax. Go and have a beer and watch the All Blacks. No fear, don't fret about stats and facts. Now take a deep breath for the carbon tax.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. They want to destroy our way of life.
You are obsolete.
Program the people.
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
The bar mentality.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I really much enjoyed that because it is somewhat of an awesome song. And fortunately, Genocide was nice enough to send me that via, what was it, email, bro. And he gave me the clean version, you know, because we've got those effing FCC effers. won't let us say F on the radio. Gash nagget. But the sheeple, mate. In your experience, bro, I mean, where's your inspiration coming from? I mean, obviously the New World Order is a great thing to inspire people to resist, but a lot of people, they choose to shy away from it or do nothing. And something usually happens in your life, and it's usually something really horrible and awful that'll happen to you to give you the kind of motivation to do stuff like this. What happened to you?
I mean, when I was 7 years old, that's when the war broke out back in my motherland of Bosnia. I mean, it wasn't even really a war, it was more like an aggression towards us. And I mean, that was a big sort of a big thing in my life, because, you know, I still have a lot of memories of it. And yeah, I mean, it was just sort of, you know, from going from a war zone to, you know, being a refugee, you know, in a new land, not speaking the language. So I had to learn English. So English is really my second language. I still speak my own language. And I think it is sort of like a big thing in your life. Sort of definitely makes you a different person. I mean, you know, for me, I know, you know, I can't really relate to a lot of normal people. I think sort of my brain is in a different space. But yeah, I mean, as for inspiration into writing the raps that I do, it definitely is like life. And it's just normal everyday things. I mean, I see a lot of things that don't make sense to me. It might be something on the news or something when I'm in the city or whatever, you know what I mean? There's a lot of things that just don't add up to me, and, you know, I look into it and, yeah, just come out with what I do. Vinny?
Yeah, well, that's all you got to do, really, is what you can. And unlike a lot of artists who kind of sell out and want to go to big labels and that kind of stuff, you've got your own sort of personal mission going down. How are you accomplishing getting your music out there? Apparently, you're out on the streets even selling your own CDs.
Well, you got to do what you got to do, man. So, I mean, you're not going to achieve anything by just sitting back and waiting for people to come to you. So you definitely got to get out there and, you know, just hit up the people that you need to hit up. So, I mean, I've always, you know, hit up the newspapers or the magazines or radio stations. You know, I even hit you up, and, you know, that's how I'm here now. And anything that I do, you know, I do it myself. So I don't have any managers or promoters or anything like that. You know, it's all 100% independent, me, myself, and I. And I mean, I never really dealt with any record labels. I know a lot of guys that have record deals and stuff like that, and, you know, I get a lot of advice from them on how to actually run my own operation. So that's why I've got my own little label called Terrorize Records. So I just push everything that I do under that umbrella. So yeah, I mean, once you sort of know what you're doing, it's, you know, it's pretty easy to do it. But, and I mean, it's a lot of determination, because like a lot of musicians in New Zealand, I still got a 9-to-5, because, I mean, it's really impossible to make a living off music. So I mean, it's a lot of late night shifts of writing and recording, and, you know, just pushing the dream and pushing the message out there that I want to transmit. So. And I've always said, you know, that, you know, when I write, to me, it's like therapy, you know? So, I mean, I just put out whatever's on my shoulders. I just put it into the music and just write it, you know?
So, I think it's great, man. I think it's great that you can do something you love and put out a positive message and hopefully have a big effect. And you're obviously driven towards growing that effect. But you mentioned that you can't relate to a lot of people, and why do you think that is? Why do you think a lot of people don't want to seek and find out what's going on, sort of just under the carpets?
Well, I mean, I think that's really down to the big psyop that's around us, man. I think people are just so influenced by by the mainstream, you know? I mean, it's whatever the 6 o'clock news tells us, that's the way it is, or whatever, you know, the newspaper says. And I mean, if I try and have a discussion with somebody about some of the issues, you know, I think are important, they don't even know what I'm talking about, you know? And I think that's really sad. So, and then when you try and sort of explain to people these different agendas, I mean, they can't even compute of what you're actually talking about. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's what I mean. And I think it's the whole, my different background to a normal person that just grew up down the street. I mean, I think we're on different sort of, just different roads, you know?
You come from a war zone. Yeah, exactly. But I mean, anyone's capable. I mean, we don't have to come from war zones to be able to open our minds, you'd think. But then does it show to you, is a conspiracy, is a psyop self-evident when you try and approach people? Doesn't it just kind of almost reinforces our position, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely evident, yeah, when you try and, you know, talk with people and yeah, you can definitely, you can see that they're so, you know, unable to talk with you about these issues, you know? Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, it's just different. But yeah, I mean, you don't have to be from a war zone to wake up to these issues. I mean, I woke up to it in Ireland, you know? So, I mean, it's just about actually having that hunger to actually question, you know, what's around us and, you know, what we're being told and stuff like that, and actually, you know, making up our own mind and into what's, you know, what's real and what's not, and what's true and, you know, what's a lie. So I think, you know, the people just have to have that sort of drive in them to actually find out the truth for themselves. But I think, you know, a lot of people just don't question, you know, what they're being told and stuff like that. But, you know, there's still a large sort of underground movement, I would still call it, you know, even within New Zealand, probably everywhere else, that, you know, they'd hold the rallies and, you know, you got your radio shows and stuff like that, even quite a few other musicians that are trying to get the message out. So, yeah.
What do you think of Roc Nation, some of these guys like Jay-Z? What do you think of their activism?
Activism. Yeah, I mean, I think, I think guys like that and a lot of these other sort of bigger moguls, I think they're just feeding negativity into the kids of into the brains of young kids, you know. I mean, it's just again, they're just talking about irrelevant issues, you know. To me, I never understood how can you sit there and you listen to somebody that's bragging about what they have, and you might be, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, you know. They're on these exotic yachts and talking crap, you know, and I don't know how people listen to that, eh, man? I mean, I never got into Jay-Z or any of those, you know, big stars. To me, it's just, yeah, they're pushing their sinister agenda through, you know? I mean, we all know, you know, the big conspiracy behind them and, you know, being an Illuminati and all that type of stuff. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you know, his record label's called Rockefeller, you know, so.
Trying to give us away, yeah. When he has a clothing label's Rockaware.
He's got record label called Rockefeller. Yeah, and you know, we see all the videos he's throwing up, the one eye pyramid. You know, and people say it's a diamond. Well, great, okay. Even if it's a diamond, he's still saying he's got diamonds, and you're broke. So why are you listening to him? You know.
Well, not a lot of people know that a diamond is arguably the true symbol of the Illuminati. If you hold your hands out in a pyramid form and then reflect that as above, so below, that is their true symbol, anyway.
And not to mention the prices of diamonds, of course, are manipulated. So who better to have it as their symbol? You know,
well, they manipulate silver too. They manipulate everything.
Yeah, like old Lady Gaga. Or sorry, Mr. Gaga. You know, it's just this kind of scum, filth, trash in the entertainment industry out there. And it's about time we actually really start listening to things that make us think or make us feel something, you know? When I make videos or do a radio show or something, when I feel that I've done a good job, it's usually when somebody tells me that it made them cry or it made them change their lives or it actually did something for them. How the hell does Mr. Gaga change your freaking life? I don't. Unless, of course, you call being more debauched and even more of a slave a good change, like Barack H. O'Berry.
I mean, I think it's just a good indication of where society has actually, you know, ended up. You know, they just crave that. It's just that shock value. You know what I mean? It's all that, you know, sexuality and drugs and violence. And, you know, I mean, we all know it's always been said that peace doesn't sell, you know?
Yeah, except these pieces of sell an awful lot, you know, and it's very interesting, you know, as soon as you get into one of these big F-off record labels, you become a slave to them, really. You know, you become the star or whatever, but in reality, you're not actually the star, you're just another freaking slave.
You know, I always got to laugh, and I don't know if you guys remember that, I think it was that dude, Stan Walker, from that Australian Idol. I always laugh because, you know, you see him on that show. The guy was just, you know, he had a shaving head, you know, doing his singing thing. Coming out now, he looks like, I don't know, I mean, he's got this, you know, weird hairstyle. He's got these little skinny jeans, all this weird weird appearance, you know. I mean, it just shows you how the record label just steps in and they just say, all right, you know, well, I think you're going to look this way and, you know, we might put you to do this kind of sound. And, you know, I mean, it's all about catering for their demographic, you know.
Yeah, and, I mean, we own you now and we're going to brand your look.
Yeah, well, exactly. And for me, I mean, I think my stuff is more for the mature audience, you know. I mean, like I was telling Vinny, you know, not so long ago that, you know, even when I sell my CDs, you know, I tell a lot of people, you know, first before I sell it, I say, do you know what genocide means? And, you know, I mean, most of the time they just say no. They don't even know what the word genocide means, you know. I mean, it's crazy, man.
Yep, it is. It's sad, isn't it? It's sad that they, I mean, they don't have a vested interest to educate people on such issues at school, do they?
Yeah, I mean, education is, another, I would say another, pretty much a letdown, you know? Because, I mean, it's like the reps for the drug companies, you know? They just come in, they tell you what they're told, and, you know, you're expected to sit there and believe it. I mean, for us, I mean, we know, you know, many, many incidents in history that really didn't happen the way they did. I mean, you look at, like, I think it was World War II with the burning of the Reichstag, you know? I mean, did they even mention those in the history books?
Of course not. You know, they don't mention anything about false flag ops. And I had some good history teachers at school, and I'd actually like to go back to one of them and ask him what he thinks on a few issues. He was a good guy. But, you know, by and large, they don't want to educate people to what governments do. They don't want to tell kids, you know, the majority of people are killed by the government. Did you know that? You know, they're just never going to do it.
Well, exactly, man. I mean, it doesn't fit into their agenda to be telling the kids this kind of stuff, you know. And
Truth's dangerous.
Oh, exactly. Truth is dangerous. Yeah. I mean, I think unis are dangerous.
Oh, yeah, man. They come out communist agents, I swear. They do, man.
It's true, bro. It's true. If I had not quit university in the second year after getting a D on the first essay that I ever really put some effort into, really did research on, saying that television is a brainwashing mechanism to destroy people's minds and to control what they think and what they talk about, my teacher gave me a D. And so I was like, all right, I'm not going to put up with this D. I'm going to give it an F, write the F off. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Our very special guest is our rapper Genocide from genocideRap.com. We'll be right back.
That's right.
We're not running away. We're going to stay and we're going to fight and we're going to take out some New World Order scumbags. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Genocide on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
That's right.
The Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
So is Vinnie Eastwood actually your real name, man?
Yeah. I'm not like some cult leader who travels under a false name.
Vinnie Eastwood. Yeah, well, good last name, man.
Fake name, eh, Vinnie?
Yeah.
Would it be the first time in the truth movement? Not naming anyone. Kidding.
Not naming anyone, and even if you did name them, it wouldn't be their real name, would it?
Exactly. Mary and Joseph, was it? No, I'm kidding. I'll leave you to think about that one.
Jack and Jill went up the hill and one had a Prozac and they popped that pill. All right. Yeah, man. So, bro, you wanted to do us a little bit of a verse you had there, bro.
You want me to do you a little rap, eh?
Yeah, man, in the Christmas sense of the word.
Okay. I suppose we can do something, eh? Listen up, Genocide at the podium. Give me the mic and I'll bring pandemonium. Forget the media, we know who controlling them. The same cats in Afghanistan shipping opium. You mother ain't ready for my tirades, unless you know that the government created AIDS. Bill Gates with the vaccine remedy, ready with the mercury all up in the recipe. My enemy will be the New World Order. Police state, bring it on, we'll be on the corner. New Zealand, wake up, don't be subdued. What you know about the bills that the government approved? They modify food, swine flu, cancer, all man-made for the eugenic answer. Depopulation, the number one issue. You better rise up with the warrior that's in you.
Oh, yeah.
Something, eh?
Very good, mate. Very good.
Was that
freestyle, was it?
No. So, man, I'll be up there right now.
There's a good delay there, too. I like the no.
I'm not really, I mean, honestly, I've always told people, you know, I've never really been into, you know, freestyles. I think maybe it's because I was a loner as a kid. I had nobody to freestyle with.
Oh, no. So, see, I was an only child, and it gives you plenty of time to mull things over, right? I swear it makes a better man. It does. I wasn't a loner per se, but I had a lot of alone time with no siblings to fight with. You end up fighting with your own mind.
I wouldn't say, you know, really, really alone. I mean, I always sort of keep to myself, you know. That's why I think I always liked sort of just being in my own space, you know, and doing what I need to do. So, and even going through life, I mean, you know, I always like to have my little time at home alone to actually do what I got to do and stuff like that. So, but nah, man, yeah, just never been into the, and you know, just never crafted the old freestyle. So, but I mean, it's all good. You know, a lot of people sort of you know, look down on MCs who really can't freestyle and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you know, freestyles, you're really just talking a lot of gibberish and a lot of the freestyles, you know, you got to be funny and stuff. I mean, I've never sort of been that kind of, you know, comic MC. I've always sort of done the serious stuff. So, yeah.
That's the way. There's a big place for that as far as I'm concerned. And I mean, you just summed up the whole New World Order there in about 30 seconds. So I reckon you should send some of the stuff to We Are Change. You know the We Are Change guys?
Luke, well, I was thinking of doing that, yeah.
Luke would love that.
I mean, I've always said, I even told Vinny, you know, I mean, you know, any of my songs people want to use for videos or whatever, you know, I mean, go ahead.
You know, no copyrights.
Yeah, I mean, go for it, download it, you know, burn it, whatever you want
to
do.
You should send it through to Luke at We Are Change. Or some of those other guys there.
Yeah, I've sent Luke a couple of my songs as well. He might use them in his next doco, so I'll flick those through to him for you, bro.
Hey, Mr. Vinny, you're stealing my light, man. What are you up to?
The light's on you, bro.
It's a free market, mate. Best man win.
Yeah. Oh, Luke's a very, very good dude. I like him a lot.
Luke Radowski.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, I see, you know, you see him all over the place, that fella. He's doing a good job.
He's doing nothing but, man. I mean, the guy's got like upwards of 5 terabytes of footage of him ambushing scum in New York. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, I remember the one where they chased him. It was the one at nighttime. I forgot who we hit up, but it was I think it was like a conference.
Yeah, he hit up Zbigniew Brzezinski, and he ended up being chased a few blocks by his.
Yeah, that was the one. Yeah, and I mean, that's why I got to give it up to the old Gorilla News as well, because I mean, yeah, it's just good to see the New Zealand version, you know. I mean, it's always good to watch and you know, see people that are actually willing to go out there and do that, you know, because it does take a lot of courage to do that, eh?
Yeah. I was like, Penny Bright told me, man, do one thing every day that scares you. And believe me when I tell you, if you're going to go and ambush the Prime Minister, it is a little bit scary.
That sounds a bit wrong when you say ambush journalism.
Yeah. Hey, well, jeepers creepers, I mean, these scumbags are ambushing us, you know, 24 hours a day, and I think it's about time that we got some of our own back, at least, you know, one minute out of 1 week, you know, fight like back, say, in some way.
I have to say, though, Vinny, the most evil person that I've gone up to, I mean, John Banks is pretty evil, but Helen Clark, I mean, she had me a little bit scared, I have to admit. I'll be honest here.
I know, bro. She's like hunched over like Bad Jelly the Witch. It's really scary ass stuff, man.
John Key's like my old mate from the Illuminati, you know? I mean, John Key's approachable. He shakes your hand. You know, he's a little bit shifty-eyed, but he's okay to talk to. Disagree with the guy virulently, but he's okay to talk to as a person. Helen Clark's scary.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, John Key's... I'm off to dinner at the Northern Club. That's what she said.
I think it's even scarier that she's actually working at the UN now, eh? Who knows what she's up to, man?
Pushing vaccines in Africa, last I heard.
Well, there you go.
Well, because those black people don't have any shit. They shouldn't be having any children, and I don't think they should have the right to have them either, because I don't have any. Why should they?
Yeah, good impression, like, man.
Yeah, I know. I can do a good impression of Helen Clark because, like her, I've got an Adam's apple. That's a bit rough.
She is one of those real sort of feminist, not very feminine, but feminist, like Margaret Sanger types, who's got a husband that represents a female. I mean, yeah, oh, scary. Very scary.
It's always shady who comes into power, you know. I mean to me, I just never get it how, like, you know, like, they, whenever it's election time, they only give you two options, you know. They only flash these, you know, two images right in front of you, and you know, you've only got to say, oh, which one is it, the blue one or the red one, which one would, you know, I mean, people don't open their eyes and see who else is actually trying to get into the position, you know. I mean, you only got to look at, like, I think the American system. I mean, how many people would actually vote for Ron Paul, you know? I mean, does he even get that chance to be in the spotlight and for people to actually even decide who this guy is? And
well, they just say it's a wasted vote. And this is why democracy doesn't work. I don't believe in democracy at all. This is why I'd rather have a constitution where, you know, if they vote National or Labour, it doesn't matter to me because I've got a constitution that protects me. But we don't have anything like that. And we've got to take this country back to get that, to get a document that doesn't indebt us $300 million a week to foreign corporations and holding companies. I mean, we need to have a structure of liberty in this country. But sadly, the like I say, the biggest names in our media would never call for that, have never called for that, just aren't in that line of thinking.
Was it one of you guys who was talking about the bomber guy?
Yeah, that was
me. That was me at about 2 o'clock.
Does
he actually
still do stuff on the TV? I remember him a couple of years ago, but
he's actually bigger than ever now. He's government funded.
He's releasing the new season of Bomber's Blog, The War on News, on at 10:30 tonight on Triangle. I'm just giving him a plug there at tumeki.blogspot.com.
Please send him all your hate mail via Ryan. He's blocked me now, so he believes in freedom.
Sure. Yeah, I think anybody that gets government funding, whether it's music, I mean, I think, speaking of music, like, you just look at New Zealand On Air, there's no way that they would ever give somebody like me any grant for a CD or a music video. I mean, everything that gets pushed, you know, funded by the government, is just stuff to keep you dumbed down, keep you drinking, and keep you partying, you know, don't worry about anything else.
It? That shows it because me and Vinny were told we'd have a TV show. Oh, yeah, no problem, no censorship. I mean, if they just cared about money, if they just cared about listenership, if they just like, oh, yeah, this genocide guy, he can make some good beats, we'd put him on. No, it's about an agenda. See, that exposes their agenda, the fact that they don't like you having a counter agenda.
Well, exactly. Yeah, they just don't want you talking about these issues, you know? But I don't know, man. I mean,
they don't want to bite the hand that feeds them.
Exactly. And I mean, and it boils down to the people actually even listen, you know, do they even, you know, care about what you're talking about? You know, I mean, I think it's a big, big battle to actually, you know, wake people up. I think, you know, a lot of them are just too deep into the, in zombie land, you know, so.
Care is a big word in this whole thing. Care is a big gray word. It comes up all the time, and you're right, man. It's yeah. When people don't care, you've got humanity's lost. What makes someone care about their job to the point where they can get themselves up out of bed, get in the shower, drive an hour on the motorway? And that shows some dedication, but they won't dedicate any effort towards their own protecting their own liberties. I mean, it's amazing. It blows my mind. It's mental illness.
Oh, exactly, man. It's and it's sad that a lot of a lot of people that have sort of some status in society, whether it's a media or whatever, you know, I think a lot of them would have their own personal thoughts and feelings on certain issues, but they probably can't, you know, talk about it. There's too much pressure on them not to, you know, talk about these agendas, and because they might be risking their jobs and stuff like that. So. Nah, man.
They need to get over it. Half of them are millionaires. They've got houses, freehold. I mean, they need to just forget about it. It's late in the day now. Government's about to destroy what's left of this country. I mean, internationally, we're getting dissolved. What are they waiting for? I mean, some of these guys who are in TV media seem to think they're on the side of the elite and they're just pawn dupes. I mean, what are they waiting for? They need to join us. They need to just say what they feel. Their own personal opinions are valid. If they think 9/11 is an inside job, come and say it on the news, and forget about the firestorm. We'll have their back. If someone big is listening right now, if you're a Paul Holmes or if you're a John Campbell and you want to say something, thousands of New Zealanders will have your back if you come out and say it.
Well, I think I always thought it was funny that you got, for example, John Campbell, and he always seems like he's sort of the guy who's questioning the government, questioning what's being told. But I mean, at the end of the day, he's just another puppet, you know. So
it's like how people see BBC compared to Fox News. BBC are shills too.
I mean, I thought aren't they both run by that what's his name, Murdoch?
Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah,
pretty much.
And I can bet you he's probably kicking back at the old Bilderberg meetings and, you know, discussing what else can we, persuade these people to think.
I mean, the fact that you can have something like Bohemian Grove, doesn't that tell you at all? And it's not covered by the media?
Exactly.
It's because they're stupid enough to go up to the gates and say, "Hey, I'm from the media. Will you let me in and film your occult ceremonies?" You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We'll with Will.
Yep.
Our special guest is Genocide from GenocideRap.com. We'll be right back momentarily. On the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Ladies and gentlemen, our very special guest, final segment, is Genocide from GenocideRap.com. And it's funny, you know, every single artist out there has the potential to say something or use their platform, whether it be music or artwork or videos or something, to advance some description of agenda. That agenda could be anything. It could be freedom, it could be tyranny, it could be vaccinating kids, or it could be wiping out poor people. Who knows? But conveniently enough, on the Vinnie Eastwood Show, we choose to try and bring on artists that don't really approve of the New World Order agenda, you know, the whole extermination thing. Genocide, welcome back, bro.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, what you've been saying there, man, is for me, you know, I've always believed, you know, especially for you know, rappers and MCs. I mean, yeah, if you're going to grab that mic and actually talk on it, well, hey, you better have something to say, you know. I mean, you can't just be talking nonsense and gibberish. I mean, you better deliver some sort of message, and that's why you're on this microphone. You know, you've got something to say, so, you know, let us hear what you got to say.
And if you've got absolutely nothing to say, the record labels will come up and they'll take you all the way.
Yeah,
if you want to insult woman.
But if you want to talk about, you know, booty and, you know, how much lavish your lifestyle is, well, you know, you'll get there.
Ridiculous, isn't it? So ridiculous.
I mean, booty. Honestly, man, you ever just sit in your car and you turn like Flavor on or something? Like, what the hell is this? You know?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
it's programming. Yeah, programming, that's what it is. on the whole, but yeah, I mean, plug the websites, man. Plug yourself.
Yeah,
plug
so
websites.
I mean, my main website is genocideRap.com, and I mean, it's got tons of free downloads there. Yeah, it's got a couple of video clips, and that's sort of my command center. So, you know, if anybody wants to get a hold of me, you know, it's genocideRap.com, and you know, it's got sort of the new CD that's for sale, but everything else is free download, because that's what I usually do. You know, if I do a new CD, I'll sell it for about a year, and then I just put it up for free download. So,
and you're based in Gisborne, New Zealand, is that right?
No, I'm based in Hawke's Bay.
You're based in Hawke's Bay. Things, okay. Yeah. Deep behind enemy lines.
It's right.
Hawke's Bay Command Center.
You said that they were the you said that they were the first to be fluoridated.
Yeah, man. I was actually reading that online because, on the news the other day, they've brought the fluoride issue back again, saying, you know, they're putting too much fluoride in it. And I found out that Hastings was the first place in New Zealand to start putting fluoride into the water back in the early part of the 1900s. So, yeah, I thought it was quite interesting, man. I mean, for me, it's sort of like a sinister issue, you know, with the fluoride and stuff. I mean,
there's also a debate between Napier and Hastings because Napier's unfluoridated.
There was a big debate. I was reading that in the paper too, and you know, and it's funny. You see, you read the arguments. You know, people write to each other in the paper, and you know, one person be saying, "Oh, you know, well, if you don't like the fluoride, go to Napier." You know, it's like what? What's all that about?
Like, leave, yeah. That's what I get told all the time. It's a place too small for you. You need to leave.
All right. We like tyranny. I was telling Vinny as well. I mean, I read somewhere or I saw it somewhere that when Hitler first came into power, one of the first things he did was put fluoride in the water. You know, so I mean,
yeah, people think that's a conspiracy theory. That's well proven. Come out in the Nuremberg trials, and as in many documents, but. Yeah, people seem to think, oh, he just did that because he was loving. He wanted a nice motorway system and Bavarian motor vehicles and fluoride.
That's it. That's it. Well, you know, I mean, it's always been known that it's one of the ways to control people, you know. I think it does something to you know, to your brain, obviously, so it's not just for your teeth. But, I mean, yeah,
arguments never get brought up, do they? You never see those arguments in the paper. People are like, teeth, decay, decay. Yeah.
And how many countries in Europe put fluoride into their water supply?
Zero, because it's illegal.
Yes, well, yes.
We have our own unique problems here. And, oh, you don't like some of the minority groups. You're going to, you know, they throw that label on you then, that you're going to cause more tooth decay amongst ethnic minorities who are poor and whatnot.
But
and then they try and pit them against you.
Yeah. Has anybody
do it for our community?
Has anybody actually, like, sort of, I wonder if anybody's actually done any research on it, like, actually gone?
Huge. There's Chinese studies, Indian studies, European studies, showing that it affects IQ, causes 10 to 20 point IQ drops in children up to the age of 10. There are just studies all over the place showing how it causes skeletal, fluorosis, a degradation of the bones, the mottling of teeth, and then how it calcifies the hypothalamus and pituitary glands, which regulate serotonin releases. And there's huge studies that go into it all. Mm. And people are just it's simple for me. The dental associations for it. Yeah, I hate people trying me.
I think there was a discussion. I don't know if it was New Zealand or the States, but they were talking about putting some Prozac into the water. To make you feel happy.
yeah, because being happy is a good disposition. Will Ryan needs a lot of Prozac. He's bad. He gets angry at shills and government.
Yeah. All to stop you wanting to resist because, hey, we don't want a place where people actually have a spine. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show with Will. Our very special guest was Genocide. Thanks very much for coming on the show, mate.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Genocide. Awesome.
No worries.
Keep the fire.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully we can do it again sometime. And thanks a lot. And big shout out to all the listeners out there. And much love to all my supporters out there.
All right. There he goes. GenocideRap.com, ladies and gentlemen. And also you'll be able to download the archive at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. See you tomorrow, ladies and gents.